for you? There's now five people in this room. A room meant to hold one. A room meant to hold one lonely, horny board up.
Before us, this is a room holding nobody.
You sound like Ferris Bueller just then. A room holding no one. And you sounded like Dirty Harry just there. 503-733-2970. Good God Almighty. The best thing about today's show, and by best I mean, well, whatever, it's just the defeated, tired look in Sarah's eyes that just grows more and more pronounced passing hour. I'm not, baby. It's okay. I'm just saying.
I am so pooped.
It was obviously a long night.
It was.
And I'm not, I don't mean to be snarky about that. I'm just saying clearly, we all have days where we're just like, I want to go to sleep. And it's so hot in here anyway. I don't mean to sound old, but God damn, it's hot.
No, I'm just, at least like my room has had some time to cool off, so I'm just trying to take a nap when I get home.
Yeah. Maybe Manuel can help you sleep by cuddling with you.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
He's listening.
I'm not anymore. He's busy throwing your things onto the lawn.
No, he can't hear you over the sound of the air conditioner.
over the sound of your drawers opening as he rummages through your panties. Come on, that's funny. People laughed just now. Uh-huh. I'm just kidding. I know Manuel doesn't do these things. All right. Thank you, Scotty.
Can't find it.
I guess that's more bad news.
Out of context statement. I speak in non sequiturs. The rain in Spain. Goodbye. Okay, here's where we are. Have we played the legal?
Yes.
Okay. Here's where we are right now, kids. It's 2:06. We got about an hour left. Here's what we got. Lo is here, our friend hip-hop artist. The Low. Is it The Low? It is The Low.
It's The Low.
The Low is real small.
That is in small letters.
I just, over the years, it's like the Batman to Batman.
So if we're Googling, is it Low or The Low?
Yes, I imagine Googling the word Low will help you out a lot.
Yeah, you Google Low, you're going to be there for a while.
Yeah, Google The while you're at it. All right, so we'll get back to Low here in a second. He's performed from our listener parties. He did Radio Gangster and the Emerson Army theme, and he's got Jim Roop and Tim Riley. Can you play Cut 7? This is Cut 7. Now, there are actual songs out here.
Does that old contraption work over
there? There are actual songs. But, you know, in the hip-hop world, there are many interstitial segments or skits between songs sometimes. This is Cut 7
called on the Love Letter.
The Low's new angle called Love Letter.
Oh, this sounds nice.
When I walk in, I will probably push you against the wall and kiss you passionately. I want you to be completely submissive and just follow my lead. I want you... You could rub your hands all over my body. When I return, I am looking forward to seeing you. I have daydreamed about walking through your front door and seeing you wear one of your most sexy special outfits. Then I unbutton my shirt so you can run your hands over my chest and feel my arms as you take my shirt off to expose my bare chest.
That's a lot of blackout.
Rub your hands all over my body. And then I kiss you. Then we go upstairs to your bedroom where we continue our passionate lovemaking.
That's a lot of... It's that at the end that really sells it. Note to self, when we go into the next break, let's go into the next break with Cut 8. All right. So we'll bring Lo back on in a second to talk about the CD, where you can get it, and we will talk about the wedding suit resolution, which is actually what brings you, well, not what brings you, because you were coming in anyway, but this, Lo, of course, as he said in the email to me, if you wish to solve a fashion crisis, talk to a black man, because that's, I tried so hard to find a suit to find the suit for the wedding, and of course, I was not able to do it because I am lame, but the crisis has been averted, so we'll talk about that in a second, and then Scott Daly, will join us here in the studio. We're here with Tim Riley. Tim, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine. I'm greatly honored. Thank you, Mr. Lowe, for putting me on your hip-hop album.
It would not be complete without you.
Excellent. No,
Tim Riley is a part of any hip-hop enthusiast collection.
I am.
Okay. People are now just calling. Look at this. Josh, would like tickets just for hell of it. All right. No. That's... Well, we'll see. Hang on. We'll get to him in a second. Because Sarah's pointing out that we do have to give them away, but I...
I mean, seriously, what are we going to do with them? After this weekend, they're worthless.
Scotty's got nothing.
Maybe they give away on couple.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Sarah, you think about what we could... They have to do something, you know? And Scotty's metal lyrics are too good.
We should just reward our listeners because we never have anything good to give them. Just give them to people.
And we never will.
That's the spirit. All right. Well, let's quickly take caller number 5 here. Caller number 5. Hello.
What's up, Rick?
Hello, Jesse.
Yes.
All right.
How's it going?
Can you hear us okay? It's kind of loud there.
Chasing a lady on a motorcycle.
I'm in a machine shop. I can hear you just fine.
Fantastic. All right. Would you like to play Spot the Fake Rap Lyrics with MC Tim Riley?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Right. Unfortunately, I don't believe I have... Let's see if I have any hip-hop, like a bed here. Well, this is Jad. This is Miles Davis. I have to do. It'll be sort of a...
Sounds Mike Hammer-ish.
It'll be sort of a hip-hop poetry slam kind of thing. All right. So here's the thing. Tim Riley is going to perform two sets of rap lyrics for you, which will be the best thing you have ever heard. At that point, you must then guess which set is real, which is fake. All right?
All right,
Tim, so do this one. And then that.
Just
right?
Read those lines that are in parentheses.
Read these lines, and then pause, and then read these lines. Just these first sets, though, here.
Gotcha.
Okay. We've got two different
just
sets.
Just like
All right.
a hip-hop artist.
Yeah, yes. All right. All right, Jesse, are you ready?
Yes, I'm in.
All right. This is for a pair of tickets to Rockfest 11 and a copy of the Lowe's new CD, a headphone hemoglobin. Here is Tim Riley performing set of lyrics, the first.
It's easy greasy. It's your turn to squirm. Out from under my instrumental, listen, it's real simple. You cats can all hate the great, but it's too late. For you to take control of the rate, we gas break.
Makes no sense at all. Okay, there you go. That's the first set of lyrics. All right, Jesse, did you hear that?
Yeah.
All right, here comes Tim Riley doing set of lyrics the second. All right, Tim Riley, please now to be rapping.
Keep talking. You make all of you hoes keep walking. You ain't ridden in my Chevy to the levee I rock steady. We pop the crystal. We y'all was here. On second thought, the line starts here. Get to the rear.
Beware.
I'm getting into this.
Okay.
Maybe I ought to record a hip-hop album.
That's the best IT I've ever heard. All right, Jesse, which set of lyrics was fake?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm tormented by it.
The first one.
No! No. The first set of lyrics was from the song Night Slippin' Part 2, which is on the Lowe's news. I don't know how you should feel about this, Lo. Now, to be fair, Lo did write all the lyrics, but some of them were deliberately written to be fake and not real, and so in other words, it's not from a real song. The second set of lyrics was from the fabricated song The Club Line. So there you go. Jesse.
Well, on a brighter note, where the hell can I get one of those CDs anyways?
Well, that's a good question, Jesse. Hey, Lo, where could Jesse get this CD?
Please step forward.
Please step to the microphone, as they say in hip-hop world. Please step into the mic.
Well, all right. Actually, if you've been to Rick's page lately, there is a link to my MySpace page right in the second post about the suit issue.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't go there, you can go directly to my website, which is rectangle.net.
That's rectangle with a W.
Yeah, it's WRECKTANGLE.net.
Rectangle.net, and then you've got a MySpace page.
Because it's hardcore, and it's wrecking things.
Yes, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well.
And it's nothing but net.
Yeah.
Hello. Can you hear me in the back? All right. Jesse, that's how you do it. Rectangle.net, and that's rec like wreck in a car. Rectangle.net.
Yeah, I've been listening for a while. Old school listener.
Excellent. Thank you.
Formerly of the Emmerbuds. Do you remember that?
The Emmerbuds. Is that like a band, like an animated band with the Archies?
No, that was Information.
Oh, wait, hold on. Were you the guy that was growing the custom strain of a plant that I can't know anything about?
Yep.
God bless you, sir. How did that work out for you?
Pretty good.
Okay.
All right, man, I gotta get back to work. You guys have a good day.
It's good that you're working in a machine shop. All right, thank you, sir. All right, there you go. All right, it's good that he's working on a drill press or something while stoned out of his brain. Let's do one more here. Let's see. Let's do, hello, Josh? Josh?
Josh?
Oh, see, I bet he hung up, and now he's gonna be filled with regret and shame. All right, well, all right, no Josh. Jeremy.
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
Hey, Jeremy, how you doing, brother?
I'm getting by.
All right, okay. Are you ready to play Spot the Fake Rap Lyrics for a pair of Rockfest tickets?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, here we go. That's the spirit. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So, Tim, do you want to do... Here, just do this set here.
Uh-huh.
And then this set here.
All right.
All right, okay. So there you go. Tim Riley's going to perform now two sets of rap lyrics, one from a real song on the Lowe's CD, Headphone Hemoglobin, and then one fabricated. If you can spot the difference, you win a pair of tickets to Rockfest 11 and a copy of the Lowe's CD. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, Jeremy. All right, Tim, please be performing now one of these sets of lyrics.
Rap and roll. Keep hollering dollar and nickels and dimes. In line to test mine, but my wheels still shine. It's all gravy when I bounce with ya lady. Hater cats call me shady because I night slipping daily.
I'm sorry. A little something in my throat.
Am I getting down in the hood with this?
That was not a lyric just there. That was Tim Riley. He was freestyling just now. All right, that's your first set of lyrics. Tim Riley now to be reading the second set of lyrics.
All right. We inside the club and all the booty shaking. We're wobbling so crazy, you wear the earth is quaking. If your glass is still full and you ain't falling on the floor, get your ass to the bar, bitch, and order up some more.
Woo! Fantastic.
Wow, I think I'm going to go on the road.
All right, sir. One of those sets of lyrics was fake. Which one?
I'm hoping it was the first one. That's
no!
Hilarious.
No! No, the first set was real. The second set was fake.
Okay, I'll go stick myself in the eye with a fork now.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Scotty, you're a good rap writer. I thought the second one was real, too.
All right, thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Jesus, God.
I think that's going to end up on somebody's album.
I don't know who this reflects on and how. All right. All right. Thank you, Tim.
It's my pleasure.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I was on the Max going home yesterday, and somebody started rapping just like that, and everyone looked around like, are there any extra seats? And everyone was standing there where this guy was rapping wearing a Walgreens manager's costume.
Okay. There you go. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Peace, and I'm out. All right, Lo, do you want to step to the mic here? All right, so Jesus,
oh my God,
there's really nowhere to go from there. All right, so let's quickly talk about my wedding suit dilemma.
Yes, sir.
So people have been asking me this. Now you may have heard last week I brought this up that my brother's getting married this weekend, tomorrow actually. I go to the rehearsal today, and everybody else, all the best men are wearing an identical suit. Except for me. Everybody else got the link to the catalog item like a year ago, and it was like, you have a year to buy this suit. Please do not disappointment. I, of course, waited until about 3 weeks ago. And I went into the store, and they said, why, no, sir. That's the single most popular wedding suit. You must be joking. And then they just showed me the door, because there was nothing. They claimed that they checked every store in the continental United States and Hawaii. And I came on the show, and Sarah, it was not pleasant. It wasn't like I got it off my chest and felt better. I felt terrible because my future sister-in-law, who is a wonderful woman, she's been planning this for like 20-some years in her head, like all girls do. She is a photographer, so it's like everything had to be just right. As I said, this is the thing that really seems to have attracted the ire of the audience, by the way, that she went so far as to ask my mom to dye her hair a different color for the wedding. My mom, who
was
just
not cool.
My mom was just sitting in the audience doing nothing. And my mom was like, no. But I don't have an excuse. She's like, so, do you have that matching suit? I was like, well, kind of, except it's different. And I was going to be the one fly in the ointment. As John McClane and Die Hard would say, just a fly in the ointment, pal, a monkey in the wrench. So I came on the air, and I'm like, this is it. I'm hosed. I'm going to have to, like, pretend that I got mugged, killed in a car wreck, something. To be fair, there was two people. There was a woman who I believe her name was Jessica, and I'm sorry if I'm getting that wrong. I apologize. Jessica or Jennifer, I believe, would email me. She's in Ohio listening somehow, and she found it. But Lo, he's in all caps, found the suit! You know, call now! How did you find the suit that they told me to my face wasn't available?
Well, let's put it like this. You, being born probably a week earlier than me, have to suffer through people who would rather call you and tell you how screwed you are than try to help.
Yes.
So what I did was say, to hell with this, I'm going to get up, go downtown to the J. Crew in Vegas and see what they have. Well, after 20 minutes of, oh, I know all guys do this, I'm like, shut up, Moore, look for the suit. So I have her call about six stores throughout the Los Angeles area, a couple stores in San Francisco, right. Arizona, and she can't find it. She's like, well, we can't find it. If, you know, if he had called us, we could have done a search through our catalog.
Sure.
So I'm like, well, screw this. I get up and I call a couple stores in Michigan because I grew up there. So I know the area. I know what stores are likely to have the stuff. Got another guy. He says, well, you know, if you call our online catalog, maybe they can find something throughout the country. So I called the catalog, got put through to what they deem as the special occasions department, which if you're ordering this stuff at the last minute, it goes without saying.
Seriously.
So, I begged and begged and begged, and actually the woman there at J. Crew, her name was Jessica. She was awesome. All she said was, you know, give me some time. I'll do a search. And I said, look, I need this now.
She actually physically walked back into the warehouse or whatever?
I don't know where she's located because I had to call based on their online catalog. And so wherever she was located, she somehow managed to canvass every store in the country and came up with pants and a shirt.
See, so I got to wonder if it, like with me, if it was just like, if they just don't care, you know, it's like, I'm going to die. And they're like, well, look, no, don't have it. Sorry.
Yeah, you
know,
you go, when you're like me, when you go to the store, that jackass behind the counter.
$6 an hour.
Yeah, no, we can't find it.
Yeah.
And it's the same.
And then they're like, I screwed this guy. We totally had it. No, yeah. No, his parents are going to kill him.
I don't know where she got it, but she found it. And I said, overnight it, it's done.
And so I am eternally in, like, you ever need like a kidney, the bone marrow, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. I am eternally in your debt. As they say in The Godfather, you know, someday, and that day may never come, you will ask me for a favor, and I will have to grant the favor, because you have totally saved my bacon in like a million different ways. Because you I got the FedEx box like it was overnighted to me, and just in time. And I'm still just scraping by because it's actually being altered right now, and the wedding is like less than 24 hours away, and it's right now being altered. So I would have been hosed beyond belief. So I am indebted to you, sir.
I am on your side, man. Trust me.
All right, there you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the low. It's rectangle.net. That's rectangle with a W, like wreck in a car. Rectangle.net. The CD is The Low Headphone Hemoglobin, featuring Tim Riley, myself. Sarah's on there saying that's a lot of blackout. and Jim Roop is on there as well. So this is cut 8?
Yes.
And this is clean?
This is clean.
All right, because other bands, Scott Daly, for example, always says this is clean, and it is something rife with profanity. All right, so I'll tell you what, we'll go into the break with this. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
And you can check out us at, again, rectangle.net. Ladies and gentlemen, The Low, back after this with Scott Daly. Don't go anywhere.
Let your breath take flight. If you let me take your ecstasy and make it to life, I'll give you everything that might just put the love in your life. If you're standing at your window with the moonlight in sight, exhale into the night and let your breath take flight. If you let me take your ecstasy and make it to life, I'll give you everything that might just put the love in your life. Come here, baby girl, and let me put the love in your life. Let's do it tonight. You know that he ain't loving you, right? Ain't no need to fight. Let's see if we can quiet the storm. Who keeping you warm? Sweat pouring over your form. You know that it's on me to keep the pressure upon. Your body, when I'm naughty, my restrictions are gone. You know how I do, cook it up, prepare it for you. Just wait till I'm through and then we can smoke them for two. Don't mean to rush you, we can take our time with the groove. I love when you move slow enough to let the oxygen through. That's it, love, you run it like it never will end. Please do it again, our secret, I'm not telling my mans. Our bodies will blend, soften up to mix them and span. Into a caramel and chocolate mix and pour it in your hand. You know what I want, it's subtle, but I know what you hunt. I slide the fader on your ecstasy from back to the front. Yo, if you stand in that your window with the moonlight in sight, exhale into the night and let your breath take flight. If you let me take your ecstasy.
Alright. Is this that bed that has the wait? Yeah, right there.
Yeah, this is a weird one.
We inside the club and all the booties shaking. That's genius. I know we say best show ever a lot, you know, but come on. All right, 503-733-2970. Let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Let me find a, wait a
minute.
And there you go. Scott Daly joining us now. No, I'll have your theme next week. Because yeah, okay, sure. I put the Pulp Fiction theme. It's on my, you have, that's the ringtone now for you when you call me.
Fantastic.
It. So yeah. I have located it. I have to put it back in.
Let me say this. Today's show, Jim Roop gawking a woman on a motorcycle.
How is it that
pants?
A guy who works at CNN doesn't have a camera?
That and Tim Riley rapping.
We're
show's
all,
over.
Yeah, right? We're all that's in it. The shadow of the previous 2.5 hours.
Fantastic.
I'm, and I have to tell you, we're here with Scott Daly. and from Phil Fever Radio. So we'll talk about Miami Vice and a little bit of Clerks 2 talk here in a second. I'm at a loss as to how to give away this stuff. We've still got these tickets sitting here, not literally, figuratively sitting here. I really am at a point where I have nothing left. I have no other yes?
I have an idea.
Okay.
It's Friday. I'm here. We're movies talking, making a scene.
Well, that's true, but it's so hard to get contestants for that because it requires... It's not easy. That's a hard contest. I will tell you what. Here's what I'll do.
These are Rockfest tickets, man.
I will put the call out. I'm not saying that people don't want it. I'm saying making a scene is a hard contest. So here's what we'll do. Here's what I'll do. I will put the call out here. Making a scene, of course, which is where you call up and you recreate a scene or a section of dialogue from a film by yourself, and you have to, it's on the honor system. You have to do it without a script in front of you.
Trust you.
Without Google. You call up and over the phone you create a scene or a section of dialogue. In other words, you call up and you say, this is the one I always do. You call up and you do this. You say, over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no. And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? There you go. That's it. That's, of course, John Belushi is... Mr. Blutarski from Animal House. So if you are able to call up and create a scene, make a scene there for us, we will give you a pair of tickets to Rockfest 11, which happens tomorrow. So, and this is really true. We have one line open. That's always a thing DJs and talk show hosts say when they've got lots of lines open. Ah, we literally have one line open right now. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. If you can make a scene, as we say, you'll get a pair of tickets to Rockfest 11. And again, man, this is the last chance. This is it, man. We're in the final 35 minutes here. Damn. And somebody saw the Tom Cruise baby. We haven't even gotten to that. I got a hold of the set list for my brother's wedding this weekend. Sorry. I guess I can talk about that on Monday.
Surrey's been spotted.
Surrey has been spotted allegedly, and then let me read this, and then we'll talk about that.
Yeah, another fellow Scientologist.
No. Really, she's not a Scientologist. Jada Pinkett Smith.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Really?
I think they are.
Yeah.
I think Sarah's right.
Really? Well, she's black.
So?
Nothing. I just wanted to say that.
That was Rick Emerson, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. No, that. But I mean, look.
No, whatever.
No, let me be really honest. Here's the thing, is that when you think of, I don't know, when you think, it's like the Kabbalah thing. I don't mean to disparage anyone's faith. That's not true. I totally mean to disparage faiths of a certain kind. It's just, here's the thing. When you think about a sort of trendy, sort of pseudo-faith, typically you just think of lame white people doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'll guarantee you right now, if you think of the first, if you think of, like, if you know anybody who's a Buddhist or somebody who's like, what do? I sit and I meditate in a temple in a pagoda downtown. It's a white person. You and I both know the only people you know who are Buddhists are white people. Lame trend chasers. And so that's why you think of Scientology, you think lame white bastards. Anyway.
I'm not sure if Will Smith is, but
can I speak for everyone when I say that my respect for Will Smith will plummet if I find out he's a Scientologist? We all know that. Will Smith's a cool guy. We all know that. Actress Jada Pinkett Smith claims to have seen Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' elusive, like it's on the run, baby Suri. Listen to this, creepy. And, quote, she is daddy's little girl.
Yeah.
I bet Katie Holmes is daddy's little girl. It has been a matter of extreme interest that the couple has maintained silence over the birth of their child together. Blah, blah, blah. Now it seems Jada Pinkett Smith and husband Will Smith have met the tot on two visits to the super couple's Beverly Hills mansion.
Super couple.
Pinkett Smith said, she's one of the sweetest babies I've ever met in my life. She's daddy's little girl. Cruz is an excellent father. She has got a head full of black, beautiful hair.
That is so random.
That's made up.
And neither of them have black hair.
I thought the baby was bald.
And most of that should...
What color hair did L. Ron Hubbard have?
Gray when I saw him. I'd never seen him as a young person.
You know, what
fake, probably.
What she said looks like just like daddy, daddy's little girl, beautiful head of black hair. That's like the textbook.
Hey, you say about every baby.
Oh, they're adorable.
He's got the features of both parents.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Earlier this month, actress Leah Remini had also Clancy seen Suri saying the baby was, quote, normal sized. That is the best phrase ever. I wish we had audio of her saying the baby is of regulation size. Resistance is futile. I will not read Vogon poetry. All right. Let's see. Do we have some? Let's see here. Hello, Darren.
Listen, strange women lie in ponds handing out swords is no system for a basis of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate of the masses, not some farcical aquatic ceremony. Listen, if I went around saying I was emperor because some moistened bit had lost a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Jesus God. Ladies and gentlemen, Monty Python fantastic. And the Holy Grail. There fantastic. You go. Darren, that is yes, fantastic. Sir. With accent, even.
With accent and everything.
Jump right. right into it.
No introduction. Fantastic. You just got down to business, damn. As they say. All right, Darren, you win a pair of tickets to Rockfest 11, One Louder, happening tomorrow, featuring Alice in Chains, Seether, Buck Cherry, etc. I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you, Darren. All right, there you go. Let's get Andros. Andros, hello, sir.
Hey, you just gave away my tickets, man.
Well, okay, I've got more. This is a radio station. There's endless tickets.
He didn't say
God.
One pair.
You had me worried there for like 2 seconds.
All right, sorry. Okay, are you able to make a scene for us, Andros?
I am. Okay, here we go.
Sarah's bored.
What you lack is discipline. You need discipline here. I have a tumor over my right. I am governor of the state, and I will pop you up, and I will kill you with my nuclear bombs. I will be president someday. I will eat you alive.
What movie is that?
What are you
from,
doing?
Exactly?
I don't know, man. I just want to rant. I'm dehydrated. I'm like freaking, I don't know what's going on with
a little
me.
Kindergarten cop thrown in there, a little bit of.
Well, all right. Okay. Sure. Screw it. Okay. We'll do that. Just because you sold it, though. That, I'm making an exception. Everybody call up and be all angry at me, but I'm making an exception because you sold that, though, with such ridiculous, retarded enthusiasm.
Look at us. All right. Staring, look at each other. Like,
yes, but what? I would like, we do, yes. All right. That's so there you go. And so there you go. And I do have some.
My recommendation to you is to get started on a solo career, like, right now.
There you go. Thank you, sir. All right, Andros, we're going to put you on hold. There you go. Rockfest 11 tickets. Go away. All right. Just to end that, I'm going to do it. All right, so we got half an hour here. Scott Daly, FilmFeverRadio.com. We're kind of ahead of... We're on schedule, though, aren't we, more
yeah.
or less? I guess we'll find out.
We only have one more break.
It's so hot in here.
It's really warm.
Not as bad as last week, though.
Remember that one time that it was really hot?
Oh, that was hot.
Remember all those crumbs I found in a toaster oven once? That's a callback. You bastards, that's a comedic callback. All right. We're here with Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. So Miami Vice, I meant to see Miami Vice this week, but
yeah,
then Sarah
did,
talked
yeah.
me out of it. Because we were all...
It wasn't my fault.
Mm-hmm. We were all going to go see a rock star, and then it didn't happen.
So
and how was Rockstar at Sabalas on the night you're supposed to see Miami Vice?
Shut your mouth! That's how it was.
Was it?
No, we weren't able to see it there. It's a long story. Anyway, so what's the word on Miami Vice, the movie?
The word on Miami Vice, the movie, is cool.
Now, see, Aaron felt that it was bad.
Yes, Aaron did felt it was bad, but Aaron is retarded, so he doesn't know what he's talking
okay.
about.
Okay. I got sound cuts. I got sound bites here.
Sound bites from Miami Vice?
Let's listen to Gong Lee. What?
She's one of the actors
Gong?
In the film. That's her name.
All right. And these are all made-up names. Listen to this. Gong Lee, Dominic Lombardozzi, Barry Shabaka. These are all fake names.
Why are you making fun of people's names?
Because...
Yeah, Rick Emerson.
Yeah.
The spirit of it is the core of it. It's the way the characters in Miami Vice, the way those stories work, is who these people are. So at the core of Crockett is Crockett, at the core of Tubbs is Tubbs, but they're reimagined in 2006.
That's like a Zen koan.
We're in a different world, a different place, in a different Miami.
I disagree with that.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. There's nothing you can sing that can't be sung.
I don't feel like Crockett and Tubbs are a reimagined version of the Crockett and Tubbs from the 80s. First of all, in the film, they're never referred to as Crockett and Tubbs. They're always Sonny and Rico, which I thought was kind of cool.
Is Edward James almost in this?
No, he's not.
Aww.
There's the only trace of the TV series in this movie is Crockett and Tubbs, otherwise known as Sonny and Rico, and a Ferrari. And that's it.
Is there an alligator?
There's no alligators. There's no women in bikinis. There's no flamingos.
Is this done tongue-in-cheek in any way?
No, not at all.
Dead serious? Okay, see, I'll see it.
Very serious.
I will see it just for that. If he approaches it, if it's not like a stupid Dukes of Hazzard thing where it's winking and nudging.
Not at all, and that's what I really, really like about
this film. I'll see it if it's done seriously,
yes. It's gritty. It's violent. It's really, really intense.
You're actually quivering now. You're so excited.
The violence in this film is really... Well,
violence rules!
Violence is awesome. No, it's that... The way Michael Mann portrays violence in films, in this film especially, is very, very well done. The film begins. There's no opening credits. The film throws you right in the middle of the case.
Right.
Just puts you right into it, and you're in it. And if you don't know anything about these characters...
You don't need to know. Do you have to have watched the series to get this?
Not really. Not really. But the, so... gritty. It looks fantastic. If you've seen Collateral, if you've seen Heat, if you've seen Ali, The Insider, all of his previous films, it has that Michael Mann look. It's a beautiful film. Filmed in Miami, against backdrops of thunderstorms and hurricanes, and it's a fantastic, beautiful looking film. The story is a little...
Wait, hold on. Scotty wants to know, where was it filmed?
In Miami.
Miami.
Fantastic.
Okay.
It's really, really nice film. The story, however, is a little weak. It could have been any episode of Miami Vice.
See, but this is my problem with all Michael Mann films. They're all beautiful looking and like sort of lackluster story. Ali. Great looking film. Not terribly interesting.
Okay,
not bad.
What about Heat?
Heat, same thing. Collateral, same thing. I'm not saying they're bad.
Do you find the story in Heat intriguing?
I suppose. I'm just saying it seems like he puts more effort. Again, they're not bad films, but it seems like he puts a lot more effort into the look than he does story. It seems like it's like a 70-30 ratio.
Definitely the case in Miami Vice.
It's like a well-produced record with kind of that lackluster
lyrics.
Yeah,
and I'll give you that in Miami Vice. The story, like I said, was a little weak. There was some love interest in the film, moments of love, if you will, that really didn't fit. It just didn't seem like they belonged. They acted as story arcs, and later on in the film they made sense, but it kind of lost the groove of the story.
Right.
And so it's a little disappointing. Colin Farrell, I thought, was a little flat as Sonny Crockett. He was okay. He was fine, but just a little flat. I really enjoy Jamie Foxx as Rico.
He's a good actor.
He's a really good actor. He's solid. Michael Mann really knows how to
use him. Who plays, what's his name? Edward James Olmos character.
I don't know his name. He was in Collateral. He was the jazz musician that Tom Cruise had to...
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I know.
Same guy. So I don't remember what his name was. And, I really enjoyed it. Now, this is very interesting. The environment that I'm in, being a film quote-unquote critic, which I'm really not. I did some dude who likes to talk about films.
Right.
The people I'm with really, when I see a film, really kind of influence me. And it shouldn't, but it kind of does. And I think we're all kind of guilty of that. I think, when you're with a bunch of friends...
Aaron emailed me that night, he's like, lame.
Yeah, when you're really excited about it, I kind of get wrapped up and kind of feed off what other people think. So when the film was, I've been waiting for this movie for years. I was a Miami Vice kid. I mean, I loved Miami Vice when I was growing up. And so I've been waiting for this movie and hearing Michael Mann was going to do it and make it updated and keep it going. It's going to be great. I came out of the theater really excited, thinking, cool, everyone.
It's burned off, though, like the flavor from a piece of gum, hasn't it?
No. For me, it's still there. But the people around me didn't like
it's that Revenge of the Sith thing. That was genius! And then later you're like, well, it's okay.
No,
and then later you're like, well, that's over.
No, not really. I still, seeing trailers for it now, it still visually really keeps me in.
Clerks 2. Let's talk about Clerks 2 real quickly. We saw Clerks 2, and it's already out there. It opened at a poor showing, number 6. It already doubled its budget.
It doubled its money.
It already made its money.
Exactly.
The first 20 minutes of Clerks 2 were disappointing to me. I thought the first 20 minutes was a lot of him trying to find his footing. The first 20 minutes, I was like, damn, this is going to suck. It's going to go nowhere. By the end of the film, though, he'd redeemed himself, not unlike Revenge of the Sith, actually.
Right.
Kind of a slow 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then by the end, and I know that it's shameless pandering, but that final scene, which I will not describe, the final sequence with that long camera pullback is genius. And at that point, I feel like now Kevin Smith has done it. He said it. He's doing some side projects at the animated thing, but I feel as movie-wise, he has... done what he tried to do with Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, which is to put a final bookend at it.
Right.
I feel the final closing sequence of Clerks 2 is the... really, it's really touching in a weird, geeky, dorky way. And you feel so good and sort of poignant, and I know it sounds all gay, but it sounds all... you feel bittersweet and sort of melancholy but happy at the end, and you're like, you know what? I feel it's closed. It's done. It's finished.
I haven't laughed that hard in the movie theater in a long time.
I don't know how that movie got away with an R. I will tell you this.
Oh,
do not take...
Lord.
Don't take your kids.
No.
Don't take seriously. Even if you are the guarding... yeah, don't take anybody. Don't go like, let's go with my mom to see...
it'll be a fun little movie.
It is... And I loved it, but it is vile.
It is.
It is beyond imagining. It is so... it is probably the most vile R-rated film. It outstrips South Park.
It's the
most vile film I've ever seen in the theater.
But it's very touching.
But funny, but sweet.
And at the end, you're like...
and only Kevin Smith could do that, man.
Yeah.
Have a donkey show and then also the sweet touching ending.
Yeah. And I got two words for you. Pillow pants.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Clerks 2 is by far one of the best films of the summer.
It is. It's a great
fantastic time. Miami Vice, I really enjoyed. You know, don't go in expecting...
Lower your expectations.
Don't go in expecting Miami Vice from 20 years ago. Go in expecting a good crime drama, and that's what you're going to get.
Kristen, again, why would Jim Roop have a camera? He works in radio. Because he works for CNN. I just... whatever. Let's see. Kristen from accounting reveals she has slept in her office at K2. Oh, that's just sad. Oh, it's because she lives with all those... she has all those serial killers in her neighborhood, though.
Yeah.
Or the sex criminals. The guys. You know, the guys who do the... All right. Okay. Here's... I could kill two birds with one stone here, Sarah.
Yes.
We have this top five. The top five burning songs.
Uh-huh.
I could do a zany FM contest. Here's what an FM jock would do. An FM jock would do this top five, but not name the songs.
We're running out of time for the top five.
And then it'd be like, if you can name these songs, well, do I have time to do this, do you suppose? How long do I have? Like 10 minutes?
It's 70 degrees outside.
So what better time
maybe
to do?
Maybe it's gone away.
Maybe I've missed my window.
Yeah, it's starting to actually rain, I think.
Right. Well,
yes, I believe it is.
Okay.
But go for it, Rick. Don't let us stop you.
All right. Well, what do you think? Do I dare try it?
Go for it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Do you want to do that first or the break first?
Let's get the break out of the way.
Okay. I'll tell you what. We'll do a break. We'll come back. And here's what we're going to do. We'll come back. We'll do this top five quickly. And then after we do the top five, the first person who can correctly identify all the songs... we'll win a pair of tickets to Rockfest 11. One Rotter happening tomorrow at Columbia Meadows, featuring Alice in Chains, etc. Don't go anywhere! It is the Rick Emerson Radio Show. We continue after this on the wings of Odin. All right, then. Hello there. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. Thank you for coming by. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Here with Scott Daly from Film People Radio. Don't forget, like us. We're going to, we now have 4.4% more every day. 4.4, that's repeating. 4.4 repeating percent more of the Rick Emerson program every single day. We go right up to like us at 306, followed by Don and Mike, John and Jeff, and then, of course, Stephanie Miller, now on the program, the station at 6 to 9 a.m. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Tim Riley with your top five.
Five, four, three, two, one, fire.
It's so hot. It's kind of a wash because it's not as hot outside as it was, but there's like 80 people in the studio today.
Counting is marvelous. Counting is the best thing to do.
So here's the deal. Tom Riley. I that coffee's wearing off again because I had it early. Oh, I'm coming down, baby. Tim Riley will count down the top five without naming the songs. He will just read the intro and then go, number, you know, honorable mention, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. At the end of this, if you can identify all six songs, that's top five plus honorable mention, you will win a pair of tickets to Rockfest 11. One Louder, happening tomorrow. Tickets available at TicketsWest.com, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley.
Can I read the top of this also?
Yes.
Okay, I will. And it's not so much the heat as it is the scorching, unbearable, unbelievably overpowering heat with temperatures expected to reach 105 degrees this weekend.
Last week.
Oh. What better time to reflect on musical heat than last week? And what better time to make Scotty
J. What better time than now, days after it's become irrelevant?
Here are Scotty J's top five songs that have something to do with burning. With honorable mention going to...
The following. Boy, this is really a great song that I will not identify. Let's see. A little hint. I think this was in Days of Thunder, but I'm not entirely sure about that.
Dr. Burning Love by Elvis?
Yes. Burning Love by Elvis will not be on this list. Dun, dun, dun. Brian Johnson sounds like he's in another room. Oh, there we go. If you don't know this, you should be taken out back and dealt with. All right. This is the honorable mention.
All right, number five?
Number five.
Number five is... All right, this is, give me the hint here, the hint for this song. I should be doing hints. The hint for the last song is it was AC/DC. The hint for this song, be thinking Metal God, be thinking Mark Wahlberg, be thinking the movie Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg. There you go. That's your hint for this. Here is the,
number four.
Oh, here's
number four.
I love this.
Scotty's just typing. Be thinking gay. be thinking VH1 classic, Bald Guy. They wish they were you too.
Fire mattress, get a bear.
We totally sound like Bob Fosse. I'm thinking big. I'm thinking over the top. I'm thinking tropical. Work with me. Oh, man, I hate this song. I don't hate this song. That's wrong. But I've heard this song so many damn times now. Didn't this guy look like the... Who's that guy from the Road Warrior? Yeah. All right. This is number four. All right.
Here's number three. Number three.
Be thinking this is Burning Bridges by Slaughter, because no one would ever get this otherwise. That's your hint. This is Slaughter's Burning Bridges.
Slaughter's Burning Bridges.
Listen to that. Did you hear that retarded? Listen to that. That was genius. That little, at the end. Yeah. Right here. I hated this band. I hated Slaughter from day one. Okay, that's the end of that.
Who's that lady?
I'm done hearing that. But this is the worst band. Worst band ever. Slaughter was terrible. So bad. I'm so glad they're gone.
Number two.
Be thinking one big fiesta of illegal immigrants and homosexuals. Be thinking Mike Ness. Be thinking Joaquin Phoenix. This is the dumbest contest. This is why I can't be music radio anymore. This really contest is retarded.
I don't even see the point.
There's no point. I couldn't scream any more metal lyrics.
Just
I was
give
done.
People who want them the ticket.
All right, we'll flip a coin.
Okay. Number one. One.
Oh, I love this song.
So we're missing the total point of the top five, which is actually talking about the top five.
Yeah, it was outdated anyway. The only other choice with this top five is just to go sell it at a pawn shop for a few dollars. I was never going to use it again. I know it's the top five burning song, Scotty. He's typing on the screen what the point of it is. I'm saying that was good for like 10 days ago. Home in the
valley. Disco Inferno.
Yes. Home
in the city. What All right. is this?
Do you not know this?
No.
It's a great song. I used to play this when I was a morning DJ. I was a morning rock DJ. I played this every morning for this girl that I had a huge crush on. Her name was Jenny. I played this every single morning for her. This one's going out for me to Jenny. I'm burning for you.
Oh, man.
The Yakima County Fair is coming up soon.
Do you know what the six songs we just played were? If so, you
I think
have
people
no
lost interest a long
life.
Time ago.
Are you still listening?
People lost interest about...
It's 503. As soon as we hit Slaughter, people are like, I'm out of here.
Our TSL is up, but not that far up.
The TSL of the one guy who's still cuming. All right, a little radio lingo there. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Can you name all six songs? Are people text messaging you about this?
They always do.
It's like a whole lot of, like, my knob is now on off.
I can guarantee you no one's text messaging me about the topic.
I am now listening to NPR. It's 503-733-2970. Scotty, tell me if any of these people have got it. All right. Like to. Tony. Tony, what are the six songs we just played?
I can't figure out what the Judas Priest song is.
Oh, fine. Let me flip a coin here. Let me flip a coin. Heads, you win. The ticket, tails, you don't.
All right.
Yes, you win. Congratulations. Huzzah. Boy, it's the happiest day of my life. There you go. Go back on hold. All right, there you go. Tony, well, let's do one more here. We'll do one more. Let me just go. Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
It's Steve from the Beeve, Rick.
Steve from the Beeve? Really?
It really is.
What are you calling about?
I'm calling about CD Game Exchange. I was on hold a while ago. My boss called. I had to hang up.
God bless you.
I've got a quick question. Do you know if they sell karaoke CDs?
Well, they sell whatever people, you know, like, they do sell new stuff, and as far as used stuff, they sell whatever people trade in.
Right.
I know they sell a whole variety. They have children's CDs, comedy CDs, country CDs, so it's not inconceivable. I know they sell a lot of, like, house music, dance music, and so it's not inconceivable that people would be, you know, because people want to buy them, so people probably sell them. Yeah,
we're having a big party at my place at the end of next month, and
CD Game Exchange, they are the place you should go, sir.
But don't take our word for it. Stop in and get acquainted.
I will. I'm going to be out in McLaughlin tomorrow, so.
God bless you. Are you going to tell them you heard it here?
Oh, my God, yeah. And they'll give you a big discount, right, because I told them.
No.
I heard Rick Emerson.
No, that's not going to happen, but thank you anyway.
All right, Rick, you have a good one. Hey, and rock on, Storm. She's killing him. She's killing him.
She is. Thank you, Steve and the Beef.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Scotty, are we done?
No, I think we got 8 more minutes.
No, not with the show. All right. Oh, Scotty's telling me we actually also have one more pair of Demolition Derby tickets.
Who's on the hotline?
Oh, that's Mailman Chris, I think, who will come on and recap how this has been the best of shows and the worst of shows, mainly the bad part. All right, so I think we are done. Yes, I believe the Rock...